It's one thing to acquire these remote-controlled planes. It's another thing to fly them. First, realize these are not toys. They're just like real jets, only smaller. And they require years of training.
For somebody to just go out and be able to fly on target would be somewhat hard to do. There are a lot of people who go out there and try to learn to fly on their own, and most likely they're going to be crashing the first time. So it's not very likely that somebody can just pick one up and go out and fly.
John Epling is president of the Charles River Radio Controllers Club in Framingham. He says it would also be close to impossible to use these planes in the nation's capital because they require runways or roads hundreds of feet long and quite a bit of time to fuel up. Joe Matthew, WBZ News Radio 1030.